When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of Album for the Day with John E. and Jay.
Season 11, we get into a personal month for us. These are albums that personally impacted our music experience.
Yeah, a lot of good, not only music history albums, but like albums that we dive deep back in our own little toy box to not just bands specifically that changed us, but albums that really gripped and changed our mood, who we are, who we were, who we became.
Specific albums that maybe opened a door.
Ooh, I like that, definitely.
And, you know, I look at some of these and I look at stuff that I listen to now and know that I wouldn't be if I hadn't listened to.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. A lot of good stuff here. Both of us had a lot of kind of weird stuff, and
it's amazing we're friends.
But it's good to go back through it every now and again and listen to.
Album for the day, April 29th, is Radiohead with The Bends, which was released March 13th of 1995 on Parlophone Records. And there were several producers. It was recorded February through November of 1994 at three different studios in England, including but not limited to Abbey Road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this record was a huge turning point for the band, where I feel like Radiohead was kind of lumped into this like one-hit wonder category because of Creep and Pablo Honey. Pablo Honey was, in my opinion, a great album.
But it's a great album. It's not representative of them.
No, you're 100% right. 100% right. It falls way short of who they were as musicians, or who they are as musicians.
It's like outside the spectrum entirely now.
Yeah, and The Bends, I feel, was almost like a coming out party for this band. And when I listened to this record, the first time I put it on, I just sat back going, oh boy. Because I loved Creep. I loved Pablo Honey. I had the cassette tape.
But I think most people looked at it and, you know, with Creep being like the one song that everybody mm-hmm. heard, and Everyone Can Play Guitar was on there too, wasn't it?
It was.
So, you know, you hear those two things, and I think a lot of people were like, oh, look, it's British grunge.
I am so with you on that.
Wait a minute.
Wait, that shouldn't
be. And you know Tom York and Johnny Greenwood were just like, wait a minute.
Yeah, like, no, that's not who we are.
No.
And so, like, so the artwork for this,
I think it's rebellion. I think this album is rebellion.
I agree. And I feel it started with the artwork as well. This was the first
Absolutely.
Time, the first time that they used Stanley Donwood to do the cover art was this album. And they've stuck with him for years and years. But that album, it leaves an impression on you. And The Bends, if you don't know what The Bends are, The Bends is it's something that happens to like surfers, deep sea divers, that kind of thing. If you come up too soon, you actually
throw off your inner equilibrium.
Yeah, well, and the nitrogen levels in your body,
like, can't adjust
you get
enough.
Bubbles in your blood, basically, and it is very, it's not good. You die.
It's horribly unpleasant.
And very painful, apparently. So, the album cover's got this, like, almost like a mannequin looking, it's an uncomfortable looking cover, but it's, you look at it and you're like, what? And you come from Pablo Honey, which is this completely different thing, and it's a statement of like we are moving forward with our sound, with
yeah,
our
it
identity.
Says Radiohead there. This yeah. is still us.
Yeah, and it's like this album completely.
They were ready to. The critics were ready at this point to say nice things.
I felt like the critics would be ready to jump down their throats because they felt it's almost like they could tear them down easily because of being a one-hit wonder with Creep, in my opinion.
But the fact that it was almost like that Velvet Underground album where it was like, oh, you wanna...
Loaded.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll... Let me get on that. And so you come out with High and Dry and Fake Plastic Trees. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, there's still some jams. I mean, Street Spirit is an amazing song. I've heard a number of different versions of it. Heard it live more than once.
Yep.
But, yeah, the songs on here are not Pablo Honey. And that was done by design.
The songwriting is so much better. The instrumental behind everything is so much better. It's not like just a wall of kind of what you're talking about, British grunge. They play off of each other. You know, it's not just like Tom York playing, you know, guitar with Johnny Greenwood and Ed O'Brien. And
it's
they're
almost
playing
like a Pink Floyd-y kind of dynamic.
They're weaving the music to you.
Amen. I feel like if Pink Floyd and Fish went out on the Isle of Wight for a year, they might come back as Radiohead.
Hey, I wouldn't mind hearing anything that came out of that development.
Dude.
And then having Tom York, who's got one of the most amazing voices as a lead singer, he has this very high, like almost like falsetto kind of sound where it's like he's got this, it's so distinct and so
crisp.
Crisp is a great word. The only problem that I had with this album, there's a lot of times I can't really understand the lyrics without either a lyric sheet or listening to it. And when this album came out, I sat with, intent of like, okay, I got to figure out what this guy, you know, what is he saying to me? You know, and it took me a long time to dissect.
I can tell it means something to him.
Yeah, I kept trying to dissect the lyrics, and that was the only problem that I had, was I had a difficult time understanding the lyrics.
I get that. You know, I'll be honest with you, man. Like, I'm glad that you put in some work beforehand, because I owe my exposure to this album to you. I know that you and I have listened to this album.
Oh.
At least in the triple digits
amount
of times.
Yeah.
And
it will never, this will always be in a rotation. There's always time for the bends. And not only because it's the
album, not the disease.
Exactly.
There's never time for that.
Nobody got time for that.
Unless you got my iron lung.
Yeah, exactly. Watch out. Don't sulk around.
No surprises. Wrong album. Sorry.
Wrong album. But it's like, but that's good. It's a good lead in to like, you know, like OK Computer gets so much credit of being the album for Radiohead. And I disagree with that. I think this, I mean, yes, OK Computer is a very strong album and I love it. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. I'm not saying it's a bad album. I'm just saying The Bends to me is a superior album.
I would agree, and anybody that says that The Bends is a sophomore slump can
they've never listened to the album.
No.
I mean, anything, Pablo Honey was just a bad start.
Right.
And they have graduated from level to level to level as their albums have gone on.
Well, that's the thing, is for you to say that this is a sophomore slump means that you're valuing Pablo Honey over it, which is just a mistake from the beginning.
It's a tragic mistake.
And you need to get taken to the street and beat up.
And the great thing about Radiohead as well, they have continually produced new music. They've changed themselves. They haven't really been in a box of like, this is what we sound like. They experiment with their sound. They go out. Hell, they even experiment with how their albums are consumed to the public, where they were like, here's our album for free. If you want to give us some money, great. And people were like, yep, yeah, I'm giving you $9, $10, $20, da, 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 da. They made more money off of, I mean, it's just.
And we dealt with this with, you know, in Rainbows, mm-hmm. As well as, you know, Kid A, Man, it's kind of like,
Kid A,
what is it that you expect of me?
Yep.
Okay, I'm very clear on what you expect. Turn that 45 to 90 degrees and let's go.
Yep, and I'm going to change it because...
And that seems to be their formula for every album.
Yeah.
And it's working just fine.
Yeah.
It's giving them the artistic integrity that they so desperately want.
Don't be boring. Don't be the same. Change who you are. Change what people view of you. I feel like those are the points of Radiohead where they're like, they have gone out and changed who they are. They've changed their music style. They've grown as a band. They've grown as musicians. Gotten better with lyrics.
They've
their
grown
guitar
as
player.
Freaking people, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you Ed look O'Brien, at, oh like, my goodness.
They've grown as people, like, through their interpersonal relationships, their relationships with each other, their relationships with other musicians. They all collaborate with other people besides just themselves. They initially did, you know, some little stuff with each other, and
now,
they've expanded out way beyond that.
Ed O'Brien has EOB, which is a great record, which is amazing. Johnny Greenwood, he's doing everything from soundtracks to, he's all over the place. I mean, these are extremely, extremely talented musicians, and this album is the coming out party for all of it.
Be sure, though, if you're going to talk about Tom York's solo work, that you write it in pencil.
Don't erase it.
Oh, he's got the eraser.
Oh, man. Well, album for the day today, April 29th, is The Bends by Radiohead. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at album the number 4 of the day. Give us a follow, subscribe wherever you listen to us. And if you have any requests, shoot us an email at album the number 4 of the day at gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.
Two jumps in a week, I bet you think that's pretty clever, don't you, boy?
After starting the podcast, you can search for the album, use the three dots, and hit add to queue. Now the album will start as soon as the episode ends. Woohoo!